You make it sound so easy, Caleb observed with a twisted smile. No, the Archbishop said, and the king looked at him. Not easy, Caleb, only simple. Exactly, Merlin nodded. There was a military philosopher back on old Earth before anyone had ever dreamed about spaceflight or suspected that something like the Gababa might be out there waiting for us. He said that in war, everything was very simple, but even the simplest things were hard to do. Really? Caleb's smile eased a bit. That's interesting. Father said almost the same thing to me more than once. Did he get it from one of those books of St. Jeannot's? I doubt it very much. Your father was one of the smartest men I ever met, Caleb. I don't think he needed Clausewitz to explain that to him. All right, Caleb said after a moment. I guess I can see what you're saying. Speaking purely as the king of Caris, I'm not especially enthusiastic about it, you understand, but I see what you're saying and why. On the other hand, if the inner circle of the Brethren already knows the truth about how we got here and why, can't we at least begin spreading some of your additional knowledge around among them? For those who already know about St. Jeannot's journal, yes, Merlin shrugged. The fact that the Inquisition didn't burn Caris to the ground years ago is pretty convincing proof that they, at least, know how to keep a secret. In fact, I'm tempted to use them to set up some additional caches of books and documents just in case the church gets lucky. I'm not sure that's a good idea, mind you, but I think it at least bears thinking on. The problem is that once we get beyond the group we already know has managed to maintain good security, every person we add to that inner circle of yours constitutes a fresh risk. Whatever we may think, we can't know how someone is going to react to the truth, and it would take only one person who went running to the Inquisition to do enormous damage, quite possibly fatal damage, to everything we're all trying to accomplish. All right, that's obviously a valid point. Caleb cocked his head to one side, scratching the tip of his nose gently while he thought hard. At the same time, eventually you're going to have to start making the truth known to a larger number of people. I can certainly recognize the reasons for being cautious about that, but there are some people here in Caris who I think could probably weather the shock better than you might expect, and some of them could be far more useful and productive if they had more of your knowledge to work from. I'm thinking about people like Seamount and possibly Hausman, or, for that matter, Dr. Marklin. Merlin nodded slowly, remembering his conversation with Caleb the night the Royal College was burned. You're right about that. And you are the king of Caris. It's your kingdom, they're your people, and you're the one responsible for their safety and survival. I have my mission, over and beyond the survival of Caris, but you have yours as well. I may be king, but I'm not arrogant enough to believe my judgment is infallible. If it were, I wouldn't have gotten quite as many beatings as a boy. Caleb chuckled again, then sobered. Fortunately, there are other people here in Caris who've already demonstrated good judgment, not just about how to keep secrets, but about when to reveal them, too. You're thinking about the Brethren, Stainer said. That's exactly who I'm thinking about, Michael. I have a proposal for you and the Brethren, and Merlin. I believe it's time you set up a formal process designed to actively identify and vet possible candidates for admission into the inner circle. Perhaps what we really need to do is borrow from St. Jeannot's model and set up both inner and outer circles. I don't know about that. But I do know some sort of process needs to be in place, one that lets me make use of the Brethren's collective judgment about this sort of decision, the same way I make use of the councils and of parliaments for other decisions. Except that in this case, I'll pledge to be bound by the majority recommendation of whatever Council of St. Jeannot we set up.